The Pull of the Stars by Emma Donoghue. Read by Emma Lowe. Still hours of dark to go when I left the house that morning. I cycled through reeking Dublin streets that were slick with rain. My short green cape kept off the worst, but my coat sleeves were soon wet through. A waft of dung and blood as I passed a lane where livestock were waiting. A boy in a man's coat shouted something rude at me. I pedalled faster, past a motor car creeping along to eke out its petrol. I left my cycle in the usual alley and clipped the combination lock onto the back wheel. German manufacture, of course. How would I replace it when its mechanism rusted up? I let down the side tapes of my skirt and took my rain-soaked bag out of the basket. I'd have preferred to cycle all the way to the hospital, and it would have brought me there in half the time the tram took. But Matron wouldn't hear of her nurses turning up in a sweat. Emerging onto the street, I nearly walked into a disinfection cart. Its sweet, tarry tang marked the air. I ducked away from the masked men who were spraying the gutters and feeding their hose through grating of gully after gully. I passed an improvised war shrine, a wooden triptych draped with the Union Jack. There was a chipped azure Virgin Mary for good measure, and a shelf below overflowing with decaying flowers. The names painted on were just a few dozen Irishmen, out of the tens of thousands lost so far, out of the hundreds of thousands who'd enlisted. I thought of my brother, whom I'd left at home finishing a piece of toast. At the tram stop, the pool of electric light was becoming watery as dawn approached. The lamppost was pasted with advertisements. Depleted and debilitated from living too quickly? Feeling old before one's time? Tomorrow I'd be 30. But I refused to flinch at the number. 30 meant maturity, a certain stature and force, no? And the suffrage even. Now they were extending it to women over 30 who met the property qualifications. Though the prospect of voting felt unreal to me, since the United Kingdom hadn't had a general election in 8 years and wouldn't till the war was over. And God alone knew what state the world would be in by then.